RG3 may have been on the sidelines, but the Redskins managed to best the Browns 38-21, putting them in a three-way tie for the top spot in the NFC East. It's just division rivals from here on out. First the Eagles, then the Cowboys. What's ahead for the team? And, hey, when are we going to see RG3 on the field again?
Plenty of questions. We're joined by David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter, author of the book, The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Good to have you back on this Monday, David.
Five straight victory Monday, Sean.
Unbelievable. Hey, before we get to the team itself, the bit of breaking news this afternoon, the NFL announcing that Redskins tackle Jordan Black suspended for 4 games for using performance-enhancing drugs. Third Redskin to get suspended for this year. What do you make of all that?
Well, he's different than the other guys because Tanard Jackson had been a previous offender, and this one is probably more steroids, I think. Jordan Black had a weight issue when they signed him in training camp and had to gain a lot of weight, and that tends to be a steroid problem, so they probably finally caught him. I mean, not that we all suspected it, but not what they need right now, because yesterday they lost two offensive linemen, Tyler Palumbus, who suffered a concussion, and Jordan Black played the second half for him, and Will Montgomery, their center, kid from Centerville. Shanahan refused to say today what the problem was with Will Montgomery other than it's a sprain, but it sounds like if he won't say it, it probably is something bad.
Now, he hasn't revealed whether RG3 is back for next week, but what did he say along those lines?
Dimitri, he said if RG3 is cleared by the doctors, he's going to play. No matter how great Kirk Cousins was yesterday, this is RG3's job.
Well, let's talk about Kirk Cousins. What a performance for the rookie quarterback in that start. And I'm just, you know, your analysis of somebody who came out and played that well, what was the reasoning behind it?
Well, first of all, remember how badly he started. He went 1 for 6, and the completion was for 4 yards. He also had an interception returned a long way to set up Cleveland's first touchdown, and Redskins fans had to be holding their heads and saying, oh my gosh, why can't RG3 be playing? And the rest of the way, Kirk Cousins, 25 for 31 for 325 yards and 2 touchdowns, and that is Peyton Manning-esque. He was fantastic. Kid showed unbelievable composure, and you could not have asked for anything more from him. So what they did was real smart. When the dropbacks were not working, they started rolling him out, and not only he run a couple of times, but he was really accurate throwing the ball on the run. So Kyle Shanahan, everything he's been doing lately has been working.
So Cousins showed great value the past couple of games, in fact. Is it about time to trade him away next year?
Oh, God, no.
No?
One, he's cheap. Robert Griffin runs a lot and, well, it is on the move a lot, let's put it that way. And you don't want no one to be behind him if something happens. So I was not in favor of drafting Kirk Cousins, but now that he's shown he can play, he gives you a comfort level going forward, whereas Rex Grossman doesn't have to be back here next year. If you have to have a third quarterback next year, it could be somebody really cheap, and you can spend that money on other positions.
On the other hand, you could get back one of the high draft picks you gave up for RG3.
Maybe eventually, and as well as he played for one game. If you guys remember, they were talking about getting Matt Flynn, who was the backup to Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay the last couple of years. He ended up going to Seattle for a pretty cheap price. So I don't think you'll get as much for Kirk Cousins right now as you might think. And with Robert's proclivity for injury, he says twice already in 13 games, you have to have somebody you can trust behind him.
Talk to you later in the week, David. Thanks
guys.
David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter, the author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History.